Hello?
Are you getting all fucking worky at this shit?
Hold on. Let me put you in my ear. What did you just say?
I said, what do you think? I'm a fucking rookie with this shit?
No, I know. Well,
No, I
I just
literally,
like.
all I did, I mean, because I know how hard ovals in Rare and Forever,
Yeah.
come.
Well, and that big, too.
Yep, I said, just got a beautiful R&F 150 GSI2 for $75.75. Can only go out on invoice if you're interested. I sent it to Dennis, and then I copied it and sent it to Larry, and then copied it and sent it to Sherry.
Yep.
Allison and Trevor at Lightsouls. I knew
Yep.
that was a long shot. I couldn't honestly think of anyone else that I've got in Rare and Forever at this point. Like, my mind's a little
Your
rusty.
brain, yeah.
Yeah. So, and what do you call it? Dennis, what do you call it? Tom said, just bought the 150, not that long ago. I'm good, thanks. And then Dennis was like, yes, please, send me a video. So, but it flat out said, it's got to go out on invoice. He's like, yes, please. He always says, if you see something that you think is worth it, send it to me and I'll buy it. So, but I
There you go.
honestly, I was hoping if we get any others in that it might stimulate the same competitiveness with the people upstairs of like, oh
Yeah.
shit, Nick's sending the shit out on invoice. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's the thing is actually that stone was an extra of an order, and I had Jeff from NMK was going to take it originally, but it came in too high for the price point he needed for his client.
Oh, okay.
So we just got it, like, so I asked Jessica to send me a video while I was traveling and said, hey, please do me a favor, get that on video. I want to send it to all sales out for anyone that has a Rare and Forever store. And so it was supposed to go out yesterday, but because Meguin, I didn't get the video to Meguin in time. She sent it out this morning for me. So I was like, there you go.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you. You
You're
proved
welcome.
my point.
All
So.
right, you are you're oh wait, I think we can't. Never mind. I was going to ask you a question that I will reserve.
Got you.
You home or are you still traveling
I
around
am.
stores?
Nope, I'm home. Nope,
Oh.
I just did Lansing yesterday. So I'm trying to just do day trips and not have to do any hotel stays. So.
Gotcha. How far
Yep.
away? Give me a second. I actually was. Let me just double check this. Damn it, where are they? Oh wait. Kind of curious. There's two stores that I'm kind of thinking I got to get rid of one of them. Where is Fort? I don't know how to pronounce this. Gratiot.
I don't even know if I know how to spell it, but I know where you're talking about. Fort Gore, how do you spell it again?
Gratiot. I guess
Yeah.
that's a French,
Yeah, that is over by like the thumb. So it's just across. So it's almost on the border of Canada.
Oh.
Like it's the literally like the outer of your thumb knuckle,
Okay,
or
got it.
your thumb knuckle,
Okay.
which is, I mean, to be quite honest, like it's probably like a three and a half hour drive, maybe. Three and a half hours to get
Okay.
across Michigan.
Well, I didn't realize this. I got two stores that I really do not do a damned thing with, and I think they're both in RJO. They're not that far away from each other. One's in RJO, and then the other one, both in RJO. And I think I've had them both in my name for about a year. They're competitors. I shouldn't be calling both of these. So,
Correct.
so it's one of those things where I'm like, I'll keep the one that's most friendly to me if they're even worth it. Wait, actually, if
Yeah.
I'm not mistaken, I think one of them's going out of business soon. I got a ton of stores going out of business.
Yeah,
So.
I was going to say the industry has definitely killed a lot of good stores that just can't keep up, you know, with bigger stores. One of the stores I visited yesterday, and I think I don't know if I mentioned it yesterday, but they went from a huge jewelry, like, I mean, a huge jewelry store, like gorgeous, right across from the mall, a mall, busy mall, to a like strip by appointment only. And she said, like, she goes, we got an offer on our building, and she goes, we kind of, it like, if you know, it was, you, we could not take it. It was such a good offer. And I said, yeah, I said, she goes, and now I can breathe. She goes, it's the best decision we made, going to by appointment only and smaller, like one kind of building. And I was like, yeah, I was like, in all honesty, like at the end of the day, do you need a huge, huge showroom? And I think that is, I predict that that is what people are going to resort to stay in business.
The smaller ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. The ones that have like a big show space, like, you know, are paying really high rent, or they own their own building at that point. But I think you'll see a lot of people downsize to by appointment only, or just be in a smaller space. But less employees you have to pay for, and cheaper rent.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, so, yeah, but it's sad because, you know, you see some of these businesses that have been in business for so long that you kind of, you know, you root for them for,
yeah,
you know, to pass on generations, but, yeah.
No, I look at it a little differently, and it's, you know, the cliche is everything's secular. Like, there's always an evolution. And it wasn't really until, like, probably 1980s, 1990s, that all of a sudden these jewelers started becoming these huge standalone stores. Like, before Jared's, I mean, can you really think of, like, there were definitely some really big stores in certain areas, but they weren't all over the place. And I think we grew and grew and grew so much that this is just kind of it turning full circle. I think we're going to go back to the more intimate settings. And then 20 years from now, it will be someone's going to come out with a big, massive store. And, you know, it's what's old is new again.
Yeah.
You know, at least for our industry. And it makes sense because we priced ourselves out of it.
Yeah, our mall got cleared out. Like, all the big stores, everybody, like, either went out into the, like, across the street in the strip mall, like, area, or they closed down altogether in our area. And so our mall has been empty for several years. Now they're putting in not, like, name brand, but they're putting in, like, people that are entrepreneurs and, like, have their own business.
Yeah.
And so it's becoming more of a not name brand, but it's becoming a shopping center for entrepreneurs.
Yep. It's just in Rochester alone, like, it's funny because we had four major malls. One, because it was so close to the bus route and so close to the city, people were, you know, like, there were fights all the time and stealing all the time. It just became like nobody wanted to, like, so
a
much so
hangout place.
So much so that it was like that was the only clientele were like people that wanted to either rip you off or fight. Like, nobody of, like, you and I wouldn't go there purposely to buy anything just because of the clientele. And then, so that one shut down. That thing's literally turned it into a community center.
Gotcha.
They built out certain, like, so it's kind of like an old folks home attached, not an old folks home, but like senior, you know, senior living, like condos. that's attached to this big thing where they can go to, you know, they can do their walk rounds, or they, you know, there's a gymnasium there now. We've got another mall that I used to manage, one of the stores there. They literally caved half of it. Some of it's storage units now, some of it, like, it's just, it basically just, and then there's the heart of it still, you see people that have gotten in there and they'll take the videos, and it's just this desolate desert, like nothing's in there.
Yeah.
And then Greece, I mean, you were there not that long ago. Half of them are mom and pop little shops.
Yeah.
You know, but then you go over to Eastview. Eastview's thriving. I went there not that long ago to get new glasses, and I was like, holy crap, like it was full. People, like, it was like you jump back into the 1990s again. It was crazy. So I have a feeling that this no mall thing is going to eventually, we're going to wish we had malls again.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know ours, like, they've been struggling for a while, but they'll get anybody in there. Majority of the bigger spots is a comic book store. They took over like three huge storefronts inside the mall, and then they took over our Bath and Body Works, or not, our Bed Bath and Beyond spot, and they have everything you can think of, comic or Marvel or anything, like animation, like everything, like literally everything. And then sports stuff. They have like a sports section of baseball cards, and like, but they do such a huge business on eBay and online that this is basically storage space for them.
Oh, no kidding.
To have, so they use it as a storefront where you can go in and shop, but there's majority of their business and where they thrive is online, but they're doing twice as much by allowing it open to the public to come in and shop their merchandise. But they, it's so cool. Like, it was the smartest thing and best thing for this company.
Hmm, that's interesting.
So we go in and get those little pop, like those little, what are those called? Those little pop figures or pop marts, pop marts, I don't know.
Oh.
They look like bobbleheads, but they don't bobble.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't think of what they're called right now. The kids love them. And then, so we get those there, and Dom and Chris will go get a comic book, and make it a little outing. Riley loves going in there. So it's kind of been, our mall, they're giving people chances to thrive. And I think that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, that is. Let the next big thing grow. All right. I got to get running. I sent you an email of the
ones. I saw it.
All right.
I already got it printed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.